has told us about a subject, John Savar of Mount Pile, the vision of the Cobra National Forest. The Savar was made of all the land within the boarding of the Mount Pile division of the Corbin National Forest by the trucks and the Jeep on June the 10th in 11, 1958. The personnel project in the Savar were as following: Clyde, withdraw, Assistant Forest Ranger Gallup, Mr. Hunk, Ranger Conservation Seek Windrock, Ben C. Ray, Field and Operation Office of Crown Point, William B. Mars, Ranger Supervisor Crown Point, Clarence Warden, Chairman Land Board District 16. These were the five men that were in the Mount Pile discussion. The main subjects of this Savar was to Digmar, the present user, grazing land, and to remark who contained it for the field on purple management of the Mount Pile division. The use areas were found to be 39 in numbers, with the five living in the area in yearly round. The other 34 families live in the area of the outside the forest line. Monthly started in the spring of summers. There are numbers of livestock in the acre in the present time. There was a discussion of breaking down the area into the grazing union, one for the upper union and the other one for the lower. The responsibility of their subjects were investigated, and it was found the extended mortar bearings assistant for each individual. In the 2 days spent in the field, of all personnel had a fair idea of a boarding of the Mount Pile division. It was apparently to all park patrols of the temporary watering place would need to be improved, and maybe a permit well or two should be located close to the family living in the area. They were gentle, from the fencing let the complete area in Clarence Warden motioning that it might be possible for the tribe to provide the provide it under the tribal work relief program. It was motioned by Clarence Clyde Wiffman that the Foster Department would not do the fencing, but it would be better, might be better finish the fence for their share. It was a general opinion of all pottery that the area would have to be fenced in order to develop the management's plan. The grazing cooperative was discussed, but no defined statement was made as to the carrying corporate. The plants and scripts were made note of for future developments and consider. One permit of all forestry in the area be assisted to the burdens of Indian affairs to this more under concern position set forth in the in their permit. We go on with our permit. One permit of all forest land is in the area be assessed to be the burden of Indian affairs as this master under containing provisions set forth in their permit. This should be drawn up so that the Forester Department would be able to cancel the permit on grounds and missions in the lease district to whom they perform for better arrangement. The detail to be worked out between the two agents. The burden of Indian affairs to assist the permit to the Navajo, Navajos and all land would be government by the general grazing regularly in the federal code of the regulus and any specially provision agreement to enforce the land. The Navajo living the early long in the area will be allowed to remain, providing they have lived there 5 years. No hogans and shelters to be built within this area without a permit to graze livestock. Reasonably, no more Navajo will be allowed to build hogans and shelter for the purpose of grazing very long or living long, year long in the area. Concerning a view of promoting for the area will be determined by the chairman of the land board for the District 16 to land operate office. The two shells are contained by established at the 28th sheet until 4 6-month grazing. This should allow 25 to 40 sheep until more than what grazing on it now for 6 months. The three-step alignment should be made as soon as possible to the mine carrying more stock. It is recommended that no horses and no cattle be allowed in this area. Different arrangement plan needs to be worked on different type livestock and therefore creature greatly problem that an assessment or a group to be reorganized for each until for this area and drawn up plans for the herding of their sheep and goats. All sheep and goats in each until must run in one group and most be herded. This is the remark of all boardings in this grazing permit. And this is how many grazing it should be now known so far. This is what I know about the Mount Pile permitting air for this 1969 so far.